You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Tuesday, September 2nd, water level reduction is scheduled to begin on the Musser flowage. Weather pending, the flowage will be drawn down 5 feet by Monday the 15th, and drawdown rates should not exceed 6 inches per 24 hours. Minimum low flow compliance must be passed at all times, including during drawdown and refill. This temporary drawdown is done to control aquatic invasive species, and refilling will occur when ice out conditions exist. If you have any questions or concerns, you're invited to contact Dan Kempman at 715-492-4459, or you can contact the Highway Department's main office at 715-339-3081, extension 5. Once again, Tuesday, September 2nd, water level reduction is scheduled to begin on the Musser flowage, and the flowage is scheduled to be drawn down 5 feet by Monday the 15th. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your patience and cooperation. Sunday, August 31st, it's the Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Incorporated 45th Annual Fun Day. There's going to be food, raffles, and games beginning at noon over at the Pike Lake Fire Hall on Fire Road 144, which is just off of Highway 70, west of Minocqua, and east of Fifield. There's also going to be hourly raffles of donated items and a silent auction. Some larger raffle items include an electric bike, a $500 meat certificate, a gas grill, a St. Croix rod and reel, a chainsaw, a Yeti cooler, and much, much more. There's also going to be games for children and adults, alongside a $1,000 drawing at 6 p.m. This is fun for the whole family. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, August 31st, with food, raffles, and games beginning at noon over at the Pike Lake Fire Hall. Is raw milk really safe? Joanne Krulitz has the answer.
An illness outbreak linked to raw milk consumption has sickened more than 20 people in Florida. Adam Brock, administrator for the Division of Food and Recreational Safety at Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, says consumers need to be aware of the risk.
Just be sure to do your research and understand the risk associated with it. And then you need to understand that do the benefits outweigh the risks? No, that has been proven to not be the case. So we just ask that you educate yourself and realize that it is not risk-free or low risk, the consumption of raw milk.
Sales of unpasteurized milk remain illegal in Wisconsin, and Brock says DATCAP works to educate producers about those prohibitions.
The Common Council of the City of Park Falls will be holding a public hearing on Monday, August 25th, beginning at 5 p.m. to discuss rezoning several properties. The council will also consider public concerns regarding the proposed changes to the accessory use and structure ordinance. If you have any questions or concerns about these changes, you're invited to please attend the aforementioned meeting, which will be held at City Hall in the third floor auditorium, which is on 410 Division Street, right here in Park Falls. And if you are unable to attend, you may direct your comments to the city clerk, Shannon Greenwood, at clerk@cityofparkfalls.com or to the zoning administrator, Scott Clover, at admin@cityofparkfalls.com. There is a map featuring the zoning changes and a photo with more information on the proposed changes to the accessory use and structure ordinance on the City of Park Falls, Wisconsin Facebook page. Once again, that public hearing is taking place Monday, August 25th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the City Hall in the third floor auditorium on 410 Division Street, right here in Park Falls. Today, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13, you're invited to attend the Farmer's Market. At the market, you'll find locally grown blueberries, raspberries, corn, cucumbers, Swiss char, kohlrabis, a variety of fresh herbs, and dried, alongside a variety of other vegetables. There's even locally grown shiitake, lion's mane, blue oyster, and pohu oyster mushrooms, alongside blueberry rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, and raspberry rhubarb jams. Eggs will also be available along with an assortment of jellies and much, much, much more. Most vendors accept EBT cards, WIC, and senior market coupons. And the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore accepts Chamber Bucks. They have also partnered with Aspirus, therefore they also participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown and processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida and Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Once again, this is taking place today from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church just off of Highway 13, right here in Park Falls. Air quality issues have been more frequent this summer in northeast Wisconsin as smoke from Canadian wildfires drifts our way. Joanne Krulitz reports that some lawmakers are fed up.
Republican lawmakers are blaming Canada for not preventing and containing wildfires, whose smoke has fouled the air in several states this year. In letters expressing outrage and indignation, they're demanding more forest thinning, prescribed burns, and other measures. They warned the smoke is hurting relations between the countries and suggested the U.S. could make it an issue in tariff talks. But they don't mention climate change, caused primarily by burning fossil fuels like coal and gas. Scientists say that's a glaring omission that also ignores the U.S. contribution to heat-trapping gases that help set the stage for more intense wildfires.
Multiple lawmakers, including Tom Tiffany and Calvin Callahan, have all come together to file a formal complaint against Canada and are requesting a response by the end of the month.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game four of the Brewers and Cubs five-game series. Tonight at Wrigley Field, the crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader. 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the seventh. A ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray. It's negative. It's off his knee. He's got a contusion. Bone bruise. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is. And of course, Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair. Are you sure this is your first time?" And probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at $3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to right around 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, more patchy fog with a low dropping to around 55. And then tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.